Is she sick?
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. We tell our kids just say no, and then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go. He slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby with me. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, Charlie Daniels on your radio. Rest in peace, my brother. Charlie Daniels passed away, 83 years old, passed away from a stroke. What a hero. What an American hero, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. Charlie Daniels has wise words. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to these lyrics for a second, okay?
I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you for the darn show wheel. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. I put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today. People done gone, put their Bibles away.
That's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. People living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land or God Almighty's law. That is the problem today. Charlie Daniels, absolutely spot on. I think the guy's an American hero, ladies and gentlemen. He passed away, though. So rest in peace. Pro Donald Trump country legend, Charlie Daniels, dies at 83. Rest in peace, my brother. Is what I got to say. Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, I remember hearing about Charlie Daniels and thinking there was a good American man.
Roger that, sir. Rest in peace. Pro-Trump country legend Charlie Daniels. Dies at 83. I don't think there was any foul play or any issues there, though. Kurt, he was quite old. And his wife, Hazel, and his son, Charlie Daniels Jr., are his, what they say, survived by in the trilogies or whatever you call it for him and stuff like that. So there you have it. All right, is Kanye West running for president, Kurt? West says, quote, "We must realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision and building our future. I'm running for president," he says. Many people mock him and say it won't do any good. It's too late to get on any ballot, etc., etc. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I believe that he's probably trying to participate in the process, and for so long it's been an insider program. And I think at least maybe it would be good to hear from him. I mean, from what I've heard him say, a lot of things lately. You know, he's bringing some good to the table.
Well, his opening salvo or statement or whatever you want to call it, we must realize the promise of America by trusting God. I mean, I like that statement, Kurt. And some say it all depends on what he's going to do about running for president. Is he going to run Republican, Democrat, third party, independent? What is he going to do? Time will tell. Many say that it'll break off enough of the, quote, African-American vote to put Donald over the top. Come on, Kurt. You with me, buddy?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, that at least when they say that, they really don't know. I mean, your people, you know, thinking about the things that you say, Sam. I mean, you got Kanye West suggesting that he's running for president. He's going to have his views. I just agree with you, or at least with some, that, you know, because of the insider game that it is, I'd be really amazed to see any way that he could get there. I mean, you got, what, 4 months? Less than 4 months. How in the world can he get on any of the ballots? You know, it's just almost impossible as far as
it's almost impossible, but it depends on what your strategy is. See, I love this personally, Kurt. Now, if he wants to be president, I think it's a long shot because, again, of the insider trading rules that you wisely point out, Kurt. However, if he takes 4 months and highlights the problem with the fact that the African-American vote has been manipulated and taken advantage of for way too long, if he highlights that we ought to be independent thinkers, every one of us as Americans, black or white, mattereth not. If he highlights a lot of Donald Trump's policies and speaks along a lot of the same lines, if he really points us to God and focuses on God, if he runs as an independent or even a write-in candidate, you could say, write my name in. He can get, you know, quite a bit of coverage for that. You know, it's rare that you can do a write-in candidacy for an unknown candidate, but a well-known person can write in. I think the person from Alaska got that done and wrote in and, you know, won. So I think that can happen if you've got enough name recognition, which I think Kanye West does, and he certainly has the venues to make it happen. And he probably won't win, but if he could use it for a four-month-long educational stint, and at the end of the day, strip off enough votes from the current candidates, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, he'll strip off a whole lot more from Joe Biden, I think, than President Trump. And he might, I don't know, broker some kind of a deal to where he's in the administration going forward and at the last second, support President Trump. Or anyway, all I'm telling you is it could go very well if done properly. And I know President Trump and Kanye West are friends. And I know once in a while Kanye has been critical of the president. But most of the time, Kanye, at least for some of the African-American community or leadership, he's been incredibly positive of the president. So I don't know. I think there could be a lot of good here if done right, Kurt.
Well, when I look at the USA Today piece on it, talks about how billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban, I think he's the owner of the Mavs, if I remember right, maybe. Anyway, one of the Houston.
Yeah, that's exactly
or one
right.
Of the, is it the Mavs?
I think
anyway.
So, yep.
He tweeted that he would favor West over President Trump when asked if he would support Kanye's run. I guess he said if there was ranked choice voting, and this is something that our good buddy Lowell Nelson has mentioned a number of times, if there was ranked choice voting available and Kanye West was on the ballot with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, he said, I would have Kanye West ahead of Donald Trump, Cuban replied. I guess Cuban had even considered a presidential run himself earlier.
Guess who else doubled down in favor of Kanye West running, Kurt?
I think I saw somebody.
Elon
else.
Musk.
I can't remember who. Oh, okay. The Tesla man.
Yeah, Tesla guy. That's kind of an interesting little twist, but Kanye got his support right out of the gate. So that was interesting. All right. Yesterday, we had on two main guests, Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, and Scott Bradley. And they did a great job. We talked about it's clear about the Espinoza school choice option. It's great for school choice, and it's great for religious people. It's a concern for states' rights and more. And, you know, I understand the point that Lowell's making on that. I have a little different view. So does Kurt. But, you know, we agree that we need less money in government school. That's for sure. We also talked about our history. Believe it or not, Richard Henry Lee wrote the original Declaration of Independence, or the, you know, the main core first drafts of it anyway. So give a little tip of the hat to him in history. We also talked about Donald Trump sharpens attack on America's enemies in his Salute to America speech July the 4th. I know there was a big speech July the 3rd at Mount Rushmore, but he also spoke July the 4th. Most folks missed that. I got the audio. Still have time, need time to break it on down. Huge COVID case counting deception at the CDC. John Rappaport writes for LouRockwell.com, does a great job breaking that down. They're fudging the numbers, cooking the books on the numbers big time. They used to talk about deaths, now that no one's dying hardly. And the, you know, details surrounding deaths make it obvious that, hey, these are elderly people with underlying conditions and everything else. They're now moving to the cases. They just want to tell you how many cases. Everybody's got a case of the corona, almost. So it sounds horrible, is it? Time will tell. Bill Gates unmasked. Nancy Thorner, I guess is how you say the name. IllinoisReview.com breaks that down and basically says, you know, Bill Gates is a piece of work. From Gates' speeches, quote, if we do a good job on vaccines, listen, health and reproduction, we can reduce the world's population by at least 10 to 15%. Only a genocide could save the world, says Bill Gates. Gates wants to inject you, your whole family, and every single person in the world with an untested, undeveloped vaccine, and then he wants to trace you and track you. And he won't let the society return to normal until he gets his way. What do you think of that, folks?
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. We talked about Facebook's attempts to censor Trump. They talked about this red triangle. Listener Neil wisely points out, hey, man, the Nazis put it on political dissidents and or political prisoners and political opponents' arms, etc. And is this Donald Trump's attempt to back the Nazi idea? Or is this President Trump's attempt to highlight that we're all becoming political prisoners of a socialist agenda? You know, what's the focus or the reason? And, you know, hey, I don't know unless you ask President Trump. But I wouldn't run around and call him a racist just because there's that symbol. Oftentimes, symbols mean different things than a lot of people expect them. Look at the flag, the Southern flags and stuff like that. You know, they mean Christianity and love of states' rights. They don't necessarily mean back slavery, like the lie tells you that it does. So there you go. Home Depot bans rope sales because of nooses, so beware of that. Can't get any rope because you'll make a noose. Man, you must ban everything then, really. 20 states are requiring masks in public, and I expect that number to grow big time. They'll be forced mask wearing everywhere. Will that lead to forced vaccination? Time will tell, depending on how much the American people push back. Larry Klayman, quote, time to declare these protesters enemy combatants. Arrest, charge, and send them to Guantanamo Bay for trial. I don't really agree with that. I think that's way too harsh. If we're not very careful, we'll have a militant presence in America, which we don't want, folks. So a lot of people are claiming Trump's weak about, oh, he should just get after it and call out the military and the National Guard and smack down these protests. And I agree these protests need to stop because they're violent. But I don't believe that Donald Trump should have a heavier hand. I back Donald Trump's restraint. You know what? He's telling you this is wrong and it's got to stop. And within his own jurisdictions, he has taken a much more direct approach to defend statues and protect and arrest people and things. He's done quite a bit. But in the states and in the cities and in the counties, he doesn't have a whole lot of authority, folks. I know a lot of people don't believe that and they want to have him take harsh action quickly. But we need to be very careful. I'm for one, backing President Trump's restraint and his leadership by setting the standard in his own sphere, but at the same time, understanding jurisdictional boundaries. He's done very well at that in America, and you got to give the president credit constitutionally. Rioters, meantime, turned Portland into a, quote, war zone. They're attacking the cops with commercial-grade fireworks and mortars. They rioted for hours and even started a fire in the courthouse, folks. It's that bad. BLM mob burns a flag to celebrate the 4th. I wouldn't do it. They have every right to burn the flag if they do it in an appropriate law-abiding manner. Thousands of black Americans take up arms at Stone Mountain, Georgia on July the 4th. Wow. Baltimore Mayor Bernard C. Jack, I guess it goes by Jack, but his name is Bernard C. Young, okay? He defended the vandals that tore down the statues, especially the statue of Christopher Columbus. They tore it, or they dumped it into the inner harbor, I guess, there. How on earth can you defend that, folks? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs bill requiring parental consent for abortion. That's actually good news. We didn't have a whole lot of that yesterday, but there you go. We ended on that note. So that's all good news. All right, Kurt. 239 health experts warn of, quote, airborne COVID transmission. So the debate is the COVID or corona or whatever you call the thing, is it airborne? And on one hand, these 239 health expert scientists sign an open letter saying, hey, it's airborne, we better be very careful with this. But that's what the headline reads from like USA Today and others. But when you dig into the story, Kurt, it becomes a very muddy discussion. Let me give you the pointers. The open letter argues that airborne transmission could be the only plausible explanation behind, quote, super spreader events where social distancing protocols were followed, okay? So they're saying it could be the only plausible explanation. You say, well, wait a minute. What do you mean the only plausible explanation? Well, they're grasping for straws, these 239 health experts that say, hey, this airborne thing is a problem. And I'll tell you why. Researchers found viral RNA in micro droplets, but were unable to prove that they could even infect a healthy person. Dr. Matthew Hines at Tucson Medical Center in Arizona says there is plenty of anecdotal evidence to suggest that airborne transmissal is possible. Now, did you hear that? There's plenty of anecdotal evidence. Researchers were unable to prove that it could cause infections. We don't have a complete picture in terms of evidence as whether they are confirmed to be infectious, meaning these droplets that are in the air. They don't have any proof. The WTO, that's the World Health Organization, Kurt, doesn't recognize aerosolized. Is that how you say it? Aerosolized. That's right. Aerosolized transmission, except in healthcare settings through aerosol generating procedures. So the WTO doesn't recognize it as airborne, Kurt. And the CDC says that airborne transmission from person to person over long distances is unlikely. In other words, if you dig into this story from USA Today and the headline makes you believe that, hey, 239 health experts warn of airborne COVID transmission. But then when you dig into the story, you go, well, even the CDC and the WHO are debating it. There's no evidence. There's no facts. There's no scientific method being used here. There's anecdotal evidence, Kurt. And that's all they've got for the airborne statements. Now, there's other experts and scientists that say the idea that being airborne is impossible, Kurt. Do you want to respond to this?
Well, it sounds to me like, if you almost, if you want, you can get an expert in to say almost anything, can't you, Sam?
Yeah, I think that's the point. And so I don't, I'm not here to say that I'm an expert. I'm not a scientific expert, but I will say this. I hear the folks that say that it can't be airborne, and their scientific backing is pretty, logical and clear to me. The problem that I have with the whole discussion is they're running around telling you that it's airborne, that it's airborne, that it's airborne, right? And then now we read in this article, what, months later, that they only have anecdotal evidence at best. And it's likely. And they don't see any other way that it could be. And the only plausible explanation, and they use words like this, Kurt, anecdotal, plausible. But that isn't fact. And so to run around and make us all do a 6-foot distancing, now they're talking about possibly 15 to 20 foot distancing, to force us all to wear masks, to do all these things on, well, there's anecdotal evidence on, well, it's the only plausible answer. Well, I don't know that we don't have the complete picture in terms of evidence. Kurt, all these statements make me go, you're literally telling me that you've locked us down with masks. You've literally locked us in our homes. You've literally destroyed the economy. You've done all this. And now we're saying there's anecdotal evidence. We don't have the complete picture in terms of evidence. They're unable to prove that it can infect a healthy person. Airborne transmission can be the only plausible. 239 health experts are warning of airborne COVID transmission. But the facts are very elusive, Kurt. It reminds me of the Pimpernel. That dang elusive Pimpernel. They can't find the facts on this. Now, it's okay that they can't find the facts, right? But what's not okay is they've led us to believe, at least in the mainstream press, maybe not in scientific circles, but in the mainstream press, they've led us believe forever that, it's not debatable. Of course it's airborne. That's a given fact. But now USA Today, it literally is doubling down and highlighting that it's not really a fact, Kurt. It's anecdotal at best. It's, well, the only explanation is, it's, we don't really have the evidence, but it's likely that. It's, do you want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, it's, at least when people look at it from all these different arguments or whatever, they're left with the simple, at least if they're a God-fearing individual, they're left with the, I guess you could say, the choice to move forward with faith and not fear, and remember that the God of heaven is in charge of everything, and he knows way more than even these so-called experts.
Do you believe it's airborne, Kurt?
Well, I'm thinking that what isn't in the air, Sam?
So here's the point. They say the particles
are
in the
droplets.
Air. The debate is, will it infect a person, Kurt? In other words, can it? The droplets.
I think that all depends on the individual and their situation,
All right. Well, some scientists say that it's not even possible to get it because it's airborne. There's only very unique ways that you can even get it.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Economic protesters are calling for today to be Blackout Day at cash registers across America, a day for black people to only shop at black-owned businesses. The event started in 2015 to try to fight negative stereotypes, but it's attracting even more attention this year amid the massive waves of protests nationwide against racial injustice. As we've been reporting, several U.S. cities saw waves of violence over the holiday weekend. Chicago police say they've made an arrest in connection with the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl who was visiting her grandmother and was simply standing on a sidewalk on the 4th of July when gunmen got out of a vehicle and started firing. A police spokesman says,
he didn't give an exact motive for the incident, and I don't want to go too deep into it right now because of we do have the additional offenders we are looking for.
USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Chicago has implemented an emergency travel order because of the pandemic. Mayor Lori Lightfoot saying the city needs to take action against the possibility of more COVID-19 cases coming into the Windy City. Travelers entering or returning to the city from 15 states experiencing a surge in new coronavirus cases are now directed to self-quarantine for a 14-day period.
You have an obligation to be conscious of that fact and to protect yourself, but also protect your neighbors in this new locale against the potential spread of the virus.
The Chicago mayor also speaking out about something else. Mayor Lori Lightfoot condemning the gun violence in the city over the July 4th weekend, which left 90 people shot and at least 17 people dead. She's calling it a public health crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, so here's the problem that I'm having, Kurt. The more they push a lockdown for everybody, the less I trust and believe in what they have to say. All right? I don't believe in what they're saying. Let me give you a couple of headlines to highlight this reality. All right? They're locking us down like you wouldn't believe. Headline says, Navy now bans sailors from going to church services, but not large parties. American Family Association with that one. So you can go to a large party, no problem, but don't you dare go to church. See, this agenda makes me really question what's going on here. You're not allowed to go to church. You're not allowed to go to the store, but you're allowed to riot and destroy things and go to big parties. You won't talk to contact tracers, huh? There's a subpoena for that now, says NBC. New York, quote, Rockland County. New York is ramping up to issue subpoenas, folks, to constitution-minded citizens. If you don't obey the subpoena, they'll come to your house and arrest you. Yeah, the court can issue an arrest warrant. The cops will show up at your door. What do you think of that? Right, but when we back into this discussion, are these viruses airborne? Many people say the particles fly through the air. That's no doubt. I mean, if somebody, you know, coughs, you can feel the spray. So there's no doubt that really close, there's air particles. But you know what? Experts that are scientists are saying, on one hand, we believe there's anecdotal evidence It's the only plausible explanation, but they don't have facts. They don't have scientific evidence at all. All right? There's plenty of anecdotal evidence, they say. Right? The WTO doesn't recognize this. And the CDC says it's very unlikely. Now, I look at a statement like that, though, and why are they locking down harder, when all they have is anecdotal evidence? Now, the open letter argues that airborne transmission could be the only plausible explanation behind super spreader events where social distancing protocols were followed. Now, here's what I'm saying. If the social distancing protocols were followed and people are still getting it through super spreader events, then maybe the social distancing isn't the solution, Kurt, which means maybe it's not even airborne. Maybe people are eating the same food. Maybe the food has the virus. Maybe animal products have the virus. Maybe there's other ways it's being spread. For example, aerosol. Maybe there are people literally even going into rooms and spraying this. And the CDC and others say that it can't really be spread through the air unless it's aerosolized. Well, I don't know how it's being spread, but I submit to you that it's probably animal products and food, not airborne, Kurt. And the debate rages, and I'm not a scientist, and I can't answer the question, but real experts are saying it isn't true. You go study it, and these things are not airborne. The debate rages on, Kurt, but they continue to lock us down. When they literally say, hey, if you don't talk to a contact tracer, we'll just issue a subpoena. If you don't know they obey the subpoena, we're just going to come to your house and arrest you stuff. Kurt, this is going over the top. Do you want to respond?
You know what I was thinking as you were telling me about that, Sam, was, or mentioning those things as, you know, when you really want to look at it with the big picture, whether it's here, there, or everywhere, some are going to get it, some don't. You know, you think about the different plagues that are in the Bible. For example, in Moses' time when they had the plague of the firstborn, and they had to mark their doors with the lamb's blood. And, you know, you'd have a hard time probably finding some scientists who said, well, you know, that's the reason those firstborn children there with the blood on the, you know, doorposts were protected was, I don't know, wasn't aerosolized enough, you know, or whatever. You know, when you really think about it, the only safe solution is to, and when I say safe, I mean, hey, where God is on your side is to make sure, number one, you're familiar with exactly what he wants you to do, and number two, that you do it.
Now, Kurt, you go study the flu, and there's big debate about if it's even airborne. They say airborne threat, flu may be spread by just breathing. Droplet or airborne? They've been debating this. They say the flu's been primarily thought to be spread by droplets, not airborne. Airborne influenza transmission possible through exhaling. But when you research the articles, they say it might be. We don't even know. They don't have scientific evidence of this at all. What do you say to that, Kurt? You go look it up. This isn't debatable. You go look up the flu and you'll see that there's a debate about this in the scientific world. It's been debated forever if it's really airborne or if it's droplet. And some say you must ingest something. You must be in either close sexual contact with somebody, or you've eaten some animal product, or you've done something that literally ingests it, or you really can't get sick. Yeah.
When I look at that, Sam, I think of the experts. I mean, you've been in this spot before. Like, you're kind of a technology expert, you know, at least in my opinion. And you've probably had people ask you questions that you might not have known the answer to.
Oh, no, I know the answer to everything, Kurt.
Well,
come on now.
It takes.
You're talking about meat. No, you're right. We don't know the answers to everything.
It takes a humble individual, somebody who is willing to suggest or even tell people, you know, that they don't know everything. At least to say, hey, I don't know if this will really be that the answer. And to say, hey, I'm going to do the best I can, but it might not work. And yet so many times those same trusted experts, you know, they'll forget to mention that. At least that's what I've seen before. And so, you know, it's the whole thing comes down to, once again, the God of Heaven's the only one who really understands this whole thing. And for us to hope to be on the side of safety, you know, whatever you want to say, however you want to define that, we've got to, you know, return to Him. We were talking about those abortions that plague our nation and the world, the killing of little babies. And we move forward on a daily basis with those same things happening. And we are surprised when kind of like the wheels are coming off. You know what I mean, Sam?
I know what you mean. And I think you're right. From a God perspective and a trust perspective, and you must move forward even though we don't know these facts. And my problem is I got to point out the scientific reality here. They've made you believe, when I say you, Kurt, I don't mean necessarily Kurt Crosby, because you may be more, you know, caught up on this than most, but you are our resident health expert, Kurt. So I'm bringing this to you. And, you know, there's a debate, though, about this airborne stuff. Are these diseases airborne? And the answer to that is very, very critical. And the problem with it is, I don't like scientists saying, well, it may be. It's very likely that it could be. We think there's no other explanation. Anecdotal evidence suggests that's the only plausible explanation. Anecdotal evidence suggests, you know, the WTO doesn't recognize it. You know, we're going to ban sailors from going to church. The CDC doesn't. Okay, this is serious because we've been led to believe the whole time that this is airborne, and that's why you got to have the social distancing, Kurt. But if it only is ingested, and or particles, like if you took someone's snot and put it up your nose, or you were to literally, you know, can you even get it from kissing? And most folks say it's unlikely. And I bring this up because the designation is significant, not because we have to have the scientific answer necessarily, because we haven't had it for thousands of years, right? As you wisely pointed out back in, what, Moses' time or wherever else, they didn't have scientists with the answers, but they still lived on. It's a wise point to bring up that we don't have to have those answers. However, if we're going to use those answers as if they're fact, as if they're scientifically documented fact, when they're not even close, they're debated and it's speculation and it's anecdotal and it's, and in the end of the day, you go, wait a minute, they're locking me down. They're forcing me to be 6 feet from people. They're limiting how many people we can spend time with. They're literally forcing us to wear masks. They're literally talking about contact tracing. And if you don't answer the contact tracing questions, then they could subpoena you and throw you in prison. They're literally talking about taking children away from parents in an effort to, quote, quarantine them. In the beginning, we had to lock down for a short time to flatten the curve. But would that even flatten the curve? You got to really start to ask these questions because they're taking this uber political, aren't they?
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
All right, you got to ride like the wind, ladies and gentlemen, to stay ahead of the propaganda being peddled in America. I'll tell you that right now. Woo, baby. The Supreme Court's in the news, Kurt. And they have unanimously ruled that state, what do they call these things? State faithless elector laws. You're familiar with the state faithless elector laws, aren't you there, Kurt, now? Anyway,
well,
they allow states to remove,
you know,
or basically fine electoral college delegates that don't let, well, they, okay, if a state votes for somebody and I then say, but I want to vote for somebody else as the delegate, these faithless elector laws don't allow for me to vote for a different state. So the debate's on, but the Supreme Court says the states can literally lock down. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled on Monday that states can require members of the Electoral College to vote for the same presidential candidate as their state. You can't vote against whatever your state popular vote is, Kurt. I think this is an absolute dagger. Excuse me, a dagger in the heart of the Electoral College, Kurt. Do you want to respond to this one?
Well, so as far as I understand, it means, let's say you're in a state and, 51% or whatever the total popular vote goes to, let's say it's the Republican, then typically if you're one of the electors for the Electoral College, you're supposed to put your vote there, right?
That they say, and they say there's laws
That's
that
right.
can now force you to do so, says the courts. See, I don't agree with this at all, do you?
Well, I know this, that if you're really going to talk about solutions in the whole voting system, boy, there's a lot of work that ought to be done there, Sam.
Yeah, so what do you say, though? Do you think that this is a strike of the Electoral College?
Well, I mean, as far as I understood, the way the Electoral College works, we're supposed to choose these electors, and then they have a choice to make. The pro-choice crowd is nowhere to be heard, as far as I can tell here, once again. It's like we used to have we didn't have the 17th Amendment, where the states would choose the states, basically the legislators of each state would choose the representatives for their states, their own senators, not popularly elect them like we do now. And so there's a whole bunch of Making America Great Again effort that needs to be done when it comes to the voting. part besides returning to the pencil and a piece of paper, I think.
Yeah, so I'm totally against the Supreme Court. I think they got this one wrong big time, and I believe that it will simply put a nail in the coffin in the Electoral College. It's not completely disbanded yet, but they have, the Democrats wanted to get this done, and they couldn't get it done through the legislative body and or through the people, Kurt, so they've taken it to the courts, and activist judges, all of them, have sold us south on this. They say the Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that, if a delegate doesn't vote for the candidate that the popular vote voted for, then they can literally be fined and or removed. And so now that threat is going to be there to the point where, hey, these delegates won't vote for anybody else. The Electoral College literally has no independence or check and balance is the word that I would use to the popular vote. See, there was supposed to be a check and a balance here, and it's been destroyed. And you wisely point to the senators being elected by the state representatives of the state legislative bodies so that the states had representation in Washington as well. I think you're spot on. And it's a great comparison about the checks and balances that are being intentionally, line by line, dismantled in America. And I believe this is a sad day. Does it mean that the Electoral College is gone? No. Does it mean that it'll have influence? Minimally. But eventually, over time, they'll continue to erode this. And I think it's a sad day, Kurt, in America. Unanimously ruled. That means all the, quote, judges we thought were the great guys sold us south on this, too. I would say this. The Electoral College should be independent. And the representatives or delegates at the Electoral College should be able to choose as they will, Kurt, just like anybody else. If you limit and control their vote, it's like the Democrat and Republican insider trading they've built forever. In a given state, you must be, set your designation as a Republican. You're registered as a Republican, or you can't vote in the Republican primary. Or, you know, what this does is just further restrict and further control and further insider trading manipulate what can be done here. I think it's a sad day, Kurt, if you ask me. But don't worry, Joe Biden is vowing to transform the United States if he wins the upcoming presidential election, Kurt. We're going to beat Donald Trump.
Or we could just and when call we him do, the Transformer.
We're going to beat Donald Trump, and when we do, we're not going to just rebuild this nation, Kurt. We're going to transform it, says Joe. Do you want to respond to that?
You know, I don't even have words for Joe Biden. If America somehow chooses Joe Biden, I guess he'll, basically go back to that old phrase where they say, well, you got what you deserved. And that is sure be a sad deal, if you ask me.
Yeah, I hear that. But you know, America might just double down and do that. I actually agree with you, Kurt, that the more I look at this, the more I think the Democrats have just pushed so far that I don't see how people can't really support President Trump. I really don't. I mean, I think that people will support Trump. So now the communists are taking over churches, Kurt. Do you know how?
Just shutting them down?
Nope. Well, they're doing that, too. But this is a little bit more of a sinister plan. I guess what they're doing is they're putting themselves on the boards of churches. And so you go in and you fake like you're a Christian and you build trust. And then you eventually get on the board. And then before you know it, there's one or two or three of you. And pretty soon you start making decisions because you control the board. And by the time they realize that it's kind of too late, Kurt, there's a professor. If you look this up on WorldNet Daily, Kurt, there's a professor that gives Donald Trump a 91% chance. His model gives President Trump a 91% chance of winning in November. Did you see this?
I don't think I saw that particular one. But
all right, I find that interesting, though. Professor's model gives Trump a 91% chance of winning in November. That's interesting to say the least. I find it fascinating how really all this election stuff is based on models. and the pollsters seem to think they have a quote scientific leg up on everybody else, but they don't, Kurt. That's a propagandized lie as well. Now, Kurt, do you know who Marcellus Wiley is?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Sam. All right, he's a Fox Sports analyst. And he's criticizing the NBA's plan to paint Black Lives Matter on their courts when the season resumes. He says he does not agree with Black Lives Matter's mission statement at all. He said, we know what identity politics does. It divides. And it polarizes. And no matter how great the intentions are, that's the fact, is it divides. And we all know the road to heck is paved with good intentions. Wiley then criticized Black Lives Matter over the organization's opposition to the traditional family structure. He said, I actually looked into the statement of Black Lives Matter, and it's sinister. Children from single homes versus two-parent homes. Now listen to the statistics, he says. This is scary. The children from a single-parent home, Kurt, is 5 times more likely to commit suicide. 6 times more likely to be in poverty. 9 times more likely to drop out of high school. 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances. 14 times more likely to commit rape. 20 times more likely to end up in prison. And believe it or not, a whopping 32 times more likely to run away from home. He says, I didn't know that. But he said, I didn't know it factually until I looked up the statistics, but I knew it. Why? Because a lot of my friends didn't have family structure, and they found themselves outside of their dreams and goals and aspirations. And so when I see this Black Lives Matter agenda and mission statement, it makes me scratch my head. It's a bad idea. Anyway, then he talks about the traditional family. He does a very good job. Well, you got to study this Marcellus Wiley dude, Kurt, because I don't think he's a white guy. But I think he's spot on point. Wow. That's impressive, in my opinion, from this guy, Kurt. We need guys like that to speak out. But, of course, nobody heard about it until Sam Bushman decided to report it, I guess, huh? Is that how they roll, Kurt?
Yeah, that's the way it works, isn't it, Sam?
I think. You just don't hear about it at all. But I commend this Wiley guy, Kurt. I think Fox Sports analyst Marcellus Wiley, he criticized the NBA's plan to paint Black Lives Matter on its courts when the season resumes. I think he's spot on right.
Did you say he's a white guy?
No, I said he's a black guy.
Oh, okay.
Is he a black guy?
You know, it looks like to me.
Yeah,
you know,
and what I'm saying to you is for a black guy to speak out and say, hey, I know from the hood growing up that these statistics are true. And then he highlights all the statistics saying how, hey, destruction of the traditional family is a problem. And why would the NBA back Black Lives Matter when Black Lives Matter's mission statement promotes everything that destroys the black community? And this guy's boldly speaking out. Kurt, it sounds like I wrote it. He's spot on. He defends the traditional family. He rejects the Black Lives Matter's mission statement. I think this Marcellus Wiley is a spot on, straight shooting guy, Kurt.
Looks like it to me.
Pretty neat, if you ask me. Not neat that the reality is as he says, but great that he's standing up. And I hope that somehow the NBA, somebody listens to him. But I doubt they will. They'll listen to guys like LeBron, won't they? All right, hour one in the can, two coming up. Sam and Kurt on your radio. God save the Republic of the United States of America.